So the shir is on the nature of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We're familiar with the idea that there's a mitzvah, according to many Rishonim, to live in Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Lamed Gimel, the first source in the sheet, Varashtem es ha'aretz v'yashavtem ba, ki lachem nasati es ha'aretz l'reshes ha'tzor. So the Torah tells us it's the conquered land of Israel, settled land of Israel, the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And the Ramban, on that pasuk, the first source in the sheet, describes very clearly that in his opinion, there is indeed a mitzvah midoraisa to live in the land of Eretz Yisrael, or to settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes, Al-Dati zo mitzvah esehi. This is a positive commandment to settle the land of Israel. Yitzaveh osam shveishvu ba'aretz v'yirshu ota kihi natna lahem. You're not supposed to be Moes and Nachlas Hashem. We have to love the land of Israel and settle the land of Israel. And the Ramban describes, he quotes some rayas from Gemaras, that there indeed is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. In the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam omits this mitzvah of living in the land of Israel. And there is a debate why the Rambam, yes.
So didn't like the Gemara use the term the word mitzvah like not necessarily like one of the 613 mitzvahs, but like more like as a good thing to do?
Right. The word mitzvah could mean a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. It could be interpreted that way. From the Ramban in his Asagas Sefer Mitzvahs, it's clear that he actually thought this was one of the 613 because the Rambam omits it, and the Ramban writes a gloss on the Sefer Mitzvahs Asagos where he takes issue with a certain few points that the Rambam, in his opinion, the Rambam, you know, made a mistake. So he has a list of mitzvahs esei sheshacha harav, the mitzvahs that, in his opinion, the Rambam forgot. So if you look at mitzvah esei dalid, the second source on the sheet, the Ramban writes, shenitzavinu lareshes es haaretz, asher nosan hakel yitzbarach yitaleh lavoseinu, lavam yitzach Yaakov, v'lanazvenu v'yadzvoseinu mina umas olishmama. There's a positive commandment to settle the land of Israel. So in the Ramban, for the Ramban, it's pretty clear there's indeed a mitzvah midoraisa to live, to settle in the land of Israel. But I want to analyze what the nature of this mitzvah is. What exactly is one called upon to do to mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So in the Ramban, it's pretty clear the mitzvah is to settle it, right? That after all, the pasuk that he's working off is the pasuk that describes the mitzvah to conquer it, parashtem es haaretz. You conquer it, and you inherit it, and you settle it. So for the Ramban, it seems like the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is part of the mitzvah of Yerusha, the kibush and Yerusha, conquering the land of Israel. It's not just enough to conquer it, you have to conquer it and then settle it. It's possible, though, that there's a different understanding of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Maybe the mitzvah isn't to settle it. Maybe the mitzvah is just to live in it. Right? After all, today, right now, we're living here. We're not actually, you know, setting up a kibbutz, misnachalim, as they call them. We're just living here. So is there a mitzvah to just live here? So maybe the mitzvah isn't to settle the land, maybe the mitzvah is to live in the land of Israel. It's a different conceptual, understanding of the mitzvah. Yes?
I'm a little bit confused about the difference.
So the first understanding is the mitzvah is to settle the land, to make lishit yashev, as opposed to lagur. The difference would be if a person would come here and sit and learn all day, but not actually, you know, work towards settling the land. Is there fulfillment of the mitzvah? Yes.
So, I mean, also, there's also being if we left part of the land unsettled, right? I mean, like
potentially. Right.
I mean, there are matters to announce that the art beyond the locating of the almost,
right?
Right. That implies that now.
Right, for sure. For the Ramban, the mitzvah is to settle the land. We're going to get to some nakamidas later to try to illustrate the point. Just want to lay the conceptual, understanding. So the first understanding is the mitzvah is to conquer the land. And settling is part of the conquering. It's the completion of the process of conquering the land. The second understanding is that the mitzvah is just to live here. Just like there's a mitzvah to, live in a sukkah during sukkahs, there's a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel. Why would you want to live in the land of Israel? So, you don't have to look far. I mean, the Ramban, in other places, describes very beautifully how Eretz Yisrael is Nachlas Hashem, the Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is felt much more strongly here. And the Ramban writes famously that the Ikra Malkum Kiyo Mitzvos, of all Mitzvos, is the land of Israel. Of course, the Mitzvos of Tliyos Baruch can only be fulfilled here. You can't do Shemit and Chutzar, you can't do Mafish Trumos Umaitzos and Chutzar. But the Mitzvah of wearing tefillin, the mitzvah of benching. So that lechora is a mitzvah that applies in Chutz Laaretz as well as in Eretz Yisrael. There's no specific chiyuv, in Eretz Yisrael for those mitzvahs. And yet there is a sifri that the Ramban quotes, the sifri is found in Parshas Ekev, that describes how Jews in Chutz Laaretz are banished from the palace, and they're just like a princess who her husband banishes her from the palace. She continues to wear jewelry because one day she'll come back. So too, we have to keep mitzvahs in Chutz Laaretz because one day we'll come back. It sounds like all mitzvahs are really supposed to be performed in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi famously quotes the Sifri in Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, where he writes, "Af la'achar she'tiglu heyu mitzuyin v'mitzvot." Even after you go to Chutz Laaretz, you in Galus, still fulfill mitzvahs. Hinichu tefillin, put on tefillin, asum mezuzos, kadesh lo yu lachem chadashim kishetachzru. You should do them as a reminder, so when you come back to Eretz Yisrael, they shouldn't be chadashim. You shouldn't forget about them. So it almost sounds like mitzvahs and Chutz Laaretz are just a way of practicing. It's a very surprising understanding of the Sifri that Rashi quotes. V'cheinu omer hatzivu lach tziyunim, pasuk in Yirmiyah, they're tziyunim, they're ways of reminding ourselves through the mitzvahs. So this is a very striking Sifri. It's quoted by the Ramban, it's quoted by Rashi. Some weren't able to accept it. How can it be? Mitzvahs and Chutz Laaretz are just a reminder. What do you mean? Okay, you don't have mitzvahs to Chutz Laaretz, that I understand. But Chovas HaGuf, it's a Ferish Gemara and Kedushin. Chovas HaGuf applies to Chutz Laaretz and Yisrael equally. So there's a well-known Gra that claims there's a Tosofer in Rashi, that originally Rashi had the Rashi Tevos, Hey Tav, Ayin Mem. And somebody who was copying Rashi, understood it as Hanichu Tfilin, Asu Mezuzos. But really, it's Afrishu Trumos, Isru Maestros. Really, he's talking about the Tzulis Varet. But again, the simple understanding of the Sifri, even though it's hard to accept, is that the Sifri believes that really all mitzvahs in Chutz Laaretz are only a practice. You have to do them, but they're only a practice. So the first understanding of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is there is a mitzvah to settle land of Israel. Second understanding is the mitzvah to live here. Why do you want to live here? Because this is the makom Ashchina, this is the makom, the ikra makom kiyum mitzvahs, etc. Malka, you had a question?
It's kind of a little bit on the sidewalk.
Okay. The Sifri is in Akev, Fiska Mem Gimel. A third understanding of this mitzvah is that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is really a hechsher mitzvah to mekayim all the other mitzvahs that we could do here. In Eretz Yisrael we can do Shemitah, we can do Trumos and Maestros, etc. Look at the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Dalim and Aleph, the third source in the sheet. The Gemara cites an interesting Agadita. Darash of Simlai. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to enter the land of Eretz Yisrael? If you recall, Moshe Rabbeinu was punished, he can't enter, and Ves Chanan, he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to enter Eretz Yisrael, and ultimately his request is rejected. So why did Moshe want so much to enter Eretz Yisrael? V'chilech on l'piria hu tzarech, you have to eat the fruit, is it so tasty? O lisbo mituvu hu tzarech, elo amar kach amar Moshe, this is what Moshe said. Harbei mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael, ve'en v'kaimin ela v'Eretz Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs that we can only fulfill in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanes ani la'aretz k'teshi kaimu kulan al yadi. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to fulfill all the mitzvahs in the Torah. And many mitzvahs can't be fulfilled in Chutz Laaretz. So Moshe said, I want to come to Eretz Yisrael so I can do more mitzvahs. So according to this understanding, it sounds like really entering Eretz Yisrael is only a hechsher mitzvah to fulfill mitzvahs. You could take this Gemara as saying there's no mitzvah at all to live in Eretz Yisrael. There are indeed achronim who understand that way. There's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. It's just a heksher. You could say in a more subtle way, you could say it's really a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a b'torah heksher. It's like a heksher mitzvah k'tuv b'torah. So it's a mitzvah to live in Israel because that enables the fulfillment of other mitzvahs. So this is a little more subtle understanding. I want to discuss some nafkaminas to the question. Yeah.
If I live in Israel, I'm not like a farmer, how am I fulfilling?
Oh, excellent question. So Yaakov is asking, if I live in Israel, but I'm not a farmer, so am I really fulfilling a mitzvah? If you look at the Chassam Sofer, the next source in the sheet, the Chassam Sofer deals with this issue. The Chassam Sofer found in Sukkah, Vav Amud Aleph, source number 4. Lanias Daiti, he's discussing a famous machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. What's the ideal? Is the ideal to learn Torah all day? The Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of our needs, like a kola lifestyle. Or is the ideal to work, and then to learn on the side? Obviously, if you work and learn on the side, you're going to be learning less, which isn't a good thing. At the same time, it's more b'derech hateva. You're kind of, you know, putting in your shtablus, if you will, to make a living. And Shimon Chai says, no, just learn, and Kosh Baruch will take care of it all. So the Chacham Sofer claims that this whole machlokas is if you live in Chutz Laaretz. If you live in Chutz Laaretz, so then maybe you should just learn all day. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, you have to work the land. Why? Why, Yaakov?
Because otherwise you're not fulfilling the mitzvah.
The mitzvah is to sell the land of Israel. Says the Chacham Sofer. Any mitzvah is not the standard understanding, but this is the Chacham Sofer's opinion. Let's read what he says, and we'll analyze. Linilas Daiti. Oh, you're right. That's the opposite. 100%. That's good. Let's read it. Linilas Daiti. Rabbi Shmuel Nami Lo Omer Mikra Basaf Tekanecha Ela Beresh Yisrael. Uvarov Yisrael Shurin Shavoda Bekarka Gufa Mitzvah. Mishu Bishu Beresh Yisrael. He says the whole machlokas if you should work or not. That's only in Eretz Yisrael, because there's a mitzvah to work. Mitzvah Yishu Beresh Yisrael. Lahotzi Perosev Kedusha Seh Alzet Tiv Satara Basaf Tekanecha. Right, uvoaz zore goren hasaorim halayla mishum mitzvah kilo tomar lo aniach tefillin. If you say I'm not going to go plow the fields, it's like it's as if you're saying I'm not going to wear tefillin. Kneisha ani osik v'torah. Hakanami lo yomar lo esof degani mifnei esak v'torah. Ve'efshar shafilu shar umnos sheyesh ben yishuv haolam hachol b'chol mitzvah. So Chacham Sofer is a little more generous. He says anything you do in the land of Israel that makes the land more settled. I don't know, you're a doctor. So you make the place a place where people can live. If there are no doctors, nobody's going to live here. So if you have doctors, people will be more interested in making aliyah. So anything you do that settles the land, you know, that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you're absolutely right in terms of the issue of Rishma, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make, really, is that the Chacham Sofer claims part of the mitzvah isn't just to live here. The mitzvah is to settle the land, settle it physically, Settle it spiritually. If you're going to become a rabbi, you're going to teach, you have to make the land more livable. So this could be Talian HaKira, and according to what Eliezer is saying, this might be Gufa the Machlokas to Rishmael and Rishmael Echai. If the mitzvah is to live in the land of Israel, so you live here. Okay, you live here. You find the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to settle it, so then you have to actually do something to settle the land. You have to make it more livable, you know, either become a farmer or do something for the country to make it a more desirable land to live in. So that's the first nafkamina to this question. You know, it's a little bit ironic, but what emerges according to this is that, you know, a person could, you know, live, you know, in Yerushalayim, and let's say you're living in an apartment that if you didn't buy, 10 other Jews would have bought. So you weren't really, you know, being yashi the land, unless your parnasa isn't one, let's say you work, you know, for an American company, so you're essentially, you know, not doing anything for this country, you know, you work on, you know, now they have radiologists who, like, you know, they become doctors in America, they come here, and they work night shifts in America, they make a lot of money, which is great, but at the end of the day, they're not helping the land of Israel, they're not being yashi. If you live in Beit El, so if you don't live there, an Arab's going to live there. So, you know, so you're doing something, you know, by virtue of the fact you're living there. But if you live in Yerushalayim, in a place where Jews live anyway, and you work for an American company at night, so are you really in kind of mitzvah Eretz Yisrael? Maybe not. If you live, though, in Chutz Laaretz, and you funnel all your Meiser money to build Yishuvim and Yudav HaShomron, maybe you're doing more of a mitzvah, you know, ironically. But, yeah.
If the entire mitzvah is only to keep on doing, I mean, if it's simply to just expand the borders or whatever it is, it comes to some point where everyone's basically trying to be fun to mitzvah, just to be, no one's going to settle down, they're just going to keep moving around just so that they can keep conquering and moving to more places. If everyone keeps moving to the borders, then that's no longer a border. And that means
right, the mitzvah will continue. If they continue to develop, build more infrastructure.
Wouldn't land be more established if you have people living in one central location? You have cities and you have towns and you actually have places of commerce and people spending money in those places.
Yeah, I don't think that's a contradiction, meaning because you live in Yerushalayim and be osek in Yishuv Haaretz if you're doing something that's
in
Yashe.
So
it's not like
you're spending money in the town and you're helping the economy, which then helps the rest of it.
Yeah, you can argue that, you know, what do you mean am I contributing to Yishuv? Even if I'm working for an American company, I'm spending all my money, you know, as the makolet. So that itself, you know, increases the gross national...
Because he probably does more.
You
spend more.
Right, you could argue that. The example is like just, you know...
No, what I'm saying is, the concept of Yishuv, in terms of, let's say, conquering, do we say that it's simply to conquer? Once you conquer the land,
I think it's to conquer and develop. And develop, there's no limit to development. Another nafkamina. What is a person behind the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in certain parts of Eretz Yisrael that don't have Kedusha Sa'aret? So if you recall, Yeshua conquered the land of Israel, he's Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Then the Korban Rabbis came, and Eretz Yisrael is Batel. Mechalkas in the Gemara, but we assume the Kedusha Rishon was Batel. And then when Ezra came back, he re-sanctified the land of Israel, Kedusha Shnia. But we know, historically, not all the Jews came back with Ezra. Many Jews were very happy with their big cars in Babel. And they didn't come back. Big houses, big cars, whatever they had, they didn't come back. So Ezra only was Mekadesh a certain portion of biblical Eretz Yisrael. So is a person behind the midst of Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, if he lives in the Arava, right? If he lives down south, in Be'er Sheva, let's say. Be'er Sheva or south of Be'er Sheva. That's not part of this area Ezra conquered. It's only part of biblical Eretz Yisrael. Is a person behind the midst of Yishuv Eretz in those areas? Or you go up north of Akko, you go to Nehariah. Nehariah is part of, you know, a biblical Eretz Yisrael. But Ezra didn't get that far. He didn't have enough people. So if a person lives in Nehariah, then kind of midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So this is a machlokes harishonim. The Ramban writes in Gittin, the very beginning of Gittin, the Beis Amud Aleph, verse number 5, that a person fulfills the midst of Yishuv Eretz in these locations. Inami svir lehu dolkit shalasi lava le'inin Trumas HaMaisus. Even though these areas don't have Kedusha for Trumas HaMaisus, like north of Akko, let's say. Chaviv alayu, there's still an area that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves. Da'ika, da'amri Kedusha shlishi sheish lehem. Ava pichein Eretz Yisrael v'chibasa hiomedes v'kedushasa v'inyin yishivasa v'dirasa. In the future it'll be Eretz Yisrael, and it was once Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's v'kedushasa v'inyin yishivasa v'dirasa. There's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in these locations. So all the fine Jews who live in Aria are mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, according to Ramban, because that's part of biblical Eretz Yisrael. Aye, there might not be a chiyuv to yimachish shumas l'maisus there. Doesn't make a difference. It's still Eretz Yisrael. It's part of biblical Eretz Yisrael. But the Tashbates, who was one of the Rishonim, he lived in the 14th century, he eventually ended up in Algiers, North Africa. He had the tshuva in Chelek Gimel Simen Reish, I don't have it here on the sheet, where he argues that he's actually talking about interesting halacha mentioned at the end of Gittin, end of Ketubas rather, that a husband or a wife who are interested in moving to Eretz Yisrael can force their spouse to do so. And if they're not interested, they can get divorced without giving a ksuba. So even though usually when a husband divorces his wife, he has to pay her a ksuba, if he's in the right, i.e. he wants to move to Israel, and his wife doesn't, so he can divorce her without giving a ksuba. So he's discussing that issue, and he claims, let's say the couple already live in Eretz Yisrael. They live in Be'er Sheva. And the husband wants to move to Yerushalayim. So can he force his wife to do so? After all, Yerushalayim is more kaddish. So he says, no, they can't. Why not? He says, because at the end of the day, he's Mekai in the midst of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael living in Be'er Sheva, so he can't force his wife to, just because he wants to live in a more Kaddish environment of Yerushalayim. That's not sufficient grounds for divorce, and therefore if he divorces his wife he would have to give her a ksuba. So he writes Ein motzin mi galil le'eretz Yehuda. Again, he's talking about a person who lives in Galil, wants to live in Yehuda. Kevin Shem Shavos v'chovas karka Shavos heim v'mitzvah stira. So he says since the chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisus apply, the male of the mitzvah of Yishuv also apply. He links the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to the mitzvah of Trumas HaMaisus. So, according to the Ramban, it's clear somebody who lives in Nehariah is Mechaim Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. According to the Tashbeis, it seems that that person isn't. The Tashbeis links the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael to the mitzvah that the one fulfills in the land. So, if you live in an area of Eretz Yisrael where you can't fulfill the mitzvahs, because there's no Kedusha there, so you're probably not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv either. So, basically, this question of whether or not one fulfills the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in the parts of the land of Israel that weren't sanctified by it, Ezra's Kedusha, is contingent upon our Chakira. If the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah of settling the biblical land of Israel, so of course this is part of the biblical land of Israel, like the Ramban. If it's a mitzvah, though, that's a hechsher to doing other mitzvahs, if you can't do the mitzvahs there because there's no Kedusha, so in Melo there's no mitzvah to live in those lands. Right? Okay, let's talk about another nafkamina. Maybe a little easier to digest, more practical. Many women in this room. Do women have a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel? What do you think?
What?
Women. Do women have a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel? How might this be tali on this chakir? The Ramban, after all things, a part of the mitzvah is malchus. Exactly. If the mitzvah is to settle, to conquer the land, and to settle the land, women are part of the mitzvah of Melchama. Women are mufka from Yerusha, on a basic level, initially at least. As such, the Rachon write that women don't have a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel, because the mitzvah is part of fulfillment of settling the land, and women aren't obligated to fight wage war and to, you know, and to plow the fields. Oh, what about the Mishnah Ksubis? Excellent. So the truth is that although the Mishnah Ksuba says that both a man can force his wife to move to Eretz Yisrael, and a woman can force her husband to move to Eretz Yisrael, that certainly applies, like Eliezer says, it is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael on the woman as well. But the Yerushalmi there argues. The Yerushalmi claims that only a man can force his wife, a woman can't force her husband. So it seems that there might be a machlokas here as to whether or not the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies to women equally as it applies to men. So the Beis Levi claims there are two dinim. The Beis Levi says maybe there are two dinim in, I have it on the sheet. He says, actually I don't have the whole piece here, but the Beis Levi claims there's maybe two components of this mitzvah. Women might not be chayiv in the component of Yerusha, but they're chayiv in the mitzvah, in the concept of wanting to fulfill other mitzvahs. So if you want to prove some mitzvahs, women also should want to do that, and therefore as such, women should be mechuyah to live in Eretz Yisrael on a Rabbanan level, on some level.
Also, I mean, the ground doesn't differentiate.
Right, there's different approaches to this. Again, the Yerushalmi sounds like women might be a different halacha. If you look at source number 7, the Machashes, who's one of the Gedolim before the war, lives in Vilna, he has an interesting take. He claims that women are fundamentally chayav. He just thinks that practically it would be very hard for them to fulfill the mitzvah. Because the Machesha thinks part of the mitzvah is to own land in Israel. And if Mashakana Isha Kana Baila, technically a woman's possessions belong to her husband, so usually a woman won't have the opportunity to purchase the land in Israel unless, you know, she's single and she's wealthy and she can buy a plot of land. But barring that, it might be very hard for a woman to become the mitzvah of Yishuv of Israel. So look at this source number 7, Divali mitzvah Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael, no hegat sunashim. He thinks, of course, women are obligated in the mitzvah of Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. Aval mitzvah eina mischayemes rak b'yeshiva levat. Ki im gam ken mikinyan karka. The mitzvah isn't fulfilled just through living in Eretz Yisrael. You have to actually purchase land in Eretz Yisrael. Ki demfarish v'kra, as the pasuk says, v'yirashtem osa, v'yashavtem ba. Shetarek v'yirusha v'yeshiva. You need both. You have to live and settle, and you know, he understands that means you have to buy land in Eretz Yisrael. If he said Yisha Sheish LaBaal Shemesh Shemasha Kana Yisha Kana Baalat Im Yesh LaKarka Shal Nichsei Mulug Eina Mikol Eskayim, etc. So the Macheshes claims that it's possible that women generally aren't able to mekayim the mitzvah, even though fundamentally they're obligated to mekayim the mitzvah. So just to summarize again, if the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to conquer the land and settle it, so maybe women are mufka. They're not obligated to go to war. They're not part of that parsha. If the mitzvah is just to live there, so of course women should live there. This is Nachas Hashem. This is where we feel Ashkachas Hashem. This is where all mitzvahs are mekoyim in the ideal manner. Of course women should live in the land of Israel. If it's a heksha for other mitzvahs, then also women should be chayiv in fulfilling the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Yes.
I'm a little confused about what the Marchesha is saying, because isn't, like, in general, to get land in Eretz Yisrael, it's imperative we shouldn't have to buy it, should we?
If you have a portion, so you're good, but if not, then you have to buy it.
But if you know where your Nachla is.
Right. But women didn't initially get a chelek in the Nachla. That's part of the, you know.
Right, so I don't understand what you're saying about making.
Meaning, you're saying, how can you have a chiyuv?
We have a mitzvah that I can't.
Well, there's a mitzvah of kiyuv of aim, right? Women are chayiv kiyuv of aim. Once women are married, so technically, although they're still obligated to kiyuv of aim, if there's a conflict between, you know, spending time with their husband or spending time with their parents, they're supposed to be spending time with their husband. So fundamentally, they're chayiv kiyuv of aim. But practically, often they won't be able to fulfill it, since the husband lives in a different city. So they won't be able to be near their parents, you know, to help their parents, you know, with their needs. So they're fundamentally chayim ki v'ravein. But practically, they won't be able to fulfill it in most cases. If your mother lives next door to you, so even if you're married, you can still, and your husband is at work, so you can still, you know, go over to your mother, you know, and chayim the mitzvah ki v'ravein. So we have mitzvahs that a person is fundamentally obligated in, but practically, it's difficult to fulfill. You're anus. You're not, you know, going to be punished for not fulfilling it, but you're just not able to practically. Yes?
Is there a non-communa for a ger having mitzvah?
That's a good question. A ger might be mufka. Again.
Or
Kohanim Levim. Oh, Kohanim Levim is an excellent question. Kohanim Levim don't have a chelak in Eretz Yisrael. They have the Ariel Levim, though. Meaning that is a Yerusha on some level. A ger could purchase it. If you look at the way the Marchesh is looking, it's a question of practically, can you purchase land? You know, because again, if the Rabban says you have to sell the land, you have to make sure that the going don't have the land, so you have to go there and you have to purchase, you know, karkos. So if you're a ger and you have money, you can purchase the karkos. If you look at more in terms of, you know, historically who initially got a Yerusha, then maybe, you know, that would be more, you know, relevant because they didn't have Yerusha initially. So he talks about Niskin Lodi. I just read it very quickly. There's a question, you know, if a woman would have bringing a dowry with her. So her husband has the right to use it, but technically it's hers. So the question becomes then, can you pay us, can you guft on me or not? That, he discusses it in the lines that I read quickly. Another nafkamina that's, I think, relevant to most of the people in this room. Let's say a person is visiting Israel for a week or for 7 weeks, you know, as the case may be. Is one in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in this brief visit that you're, you know, engaged in right now? So there is a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos that discusses this issue. It's kind of derech agav. There's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that one shouldn't put themselves in a situation that they're going to have to chal Shabbos. So you can't, like, you know, start out on a tiul on Erev Shabbos without water, without food, just the cell phone. And then Shabbos comes, and you say, oh, I don't have any water, I don't have any food, I have to call for help. So you're not supposed to put yourself in a situation of chilul Shabbos. So in yotzi mishayara, if you're going to take a, you know, a trip, and you're going to might have to chal Shabbos, so you're not supposed to do that on Erev Shabbos, unless it's for tzorach mitzvah. If you have to go do a mitzvah, so even though you might have to chilul Shabbos later for legitimate reasons, koch nefesh, right? If you're stuck in the middle of the desert, you don't have any food, you're allowed to call for help. But you're not supposed to set up a situation of chilul Shabbos. If you're doing a tzorach mitzvah, it's allowed, it's permitted. So, example brought in Shulchan Aruch, if you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to start your journey on Friday, even though you might inevitably have to be chal Shabbos. But that's koch nefesh. Koch nefesh is tzorach Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham here has 2 days, whether or not one could leave for Eretz Yisrael on Friday afternoon, if they're going for a visit. They're planning on coming back to Chutz Lars. Is that considered a tzorach mitzvah? If you look here, the Magen Avraham, source number 8, in Siman Reish Mem Ches, the Katan Tezvav, V'daf Kal Daf Lis Yashev. It's only considered a mitzvah if you're going to settle the land, to live there permanently. The Yeshu Omer says the Magen Avraham, some say, Afilu Almanas Lahakhtir. Kevan Da Afilu Mahalak Dalet Amas Be'er Shitzel Mitzvah. Even walking 4 Amas in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. So even if you're going for a short visit, that itself is a legitimate reason to start your travel on Friday afternoon. And even if that means you're going to have to mechal Shabbos due to some pikuach nefesh, that's okay. So there seems to be 2 days here in Magen Avraham as to whether or not there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael on a temporary visit. You're here for the summer. Is that a mitzvah? Maybe yes. So how might that be tali in our chakira? What do you think? According to the Rabban, the mitzvah is to settle the land. Conquer it, settle it. Is there a fulfillment if you come for 2 weeks? Or not? If the mitzvah is to live in Israel, so maybe you're living here for this time. This is Nachas Hashem. This is the Makom where the mitzvot are mekuyam in their ideal way. They say Yitzchak Kundner used to daven on the plane when he was coming to Eretz Yisrael. You get off the plane, he would put on tefillin again. Why? So these are Eretz Yisrael dikas tefillin. All mitzvot, that's the Ramban writes. All mitzvot are performed in the most ideal manner in Eretz Yisrael. So even if you're here for just a few weeks, you can you know, bench in the ideal way. When you bench here, it's a different type of benching than it is in Chutz Lars. So even on a visit, there's value. If you say the opportunity of living in Yisrael. The mitzvah of living in Yisrael is an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah's tzuyas b'aretz. So you're here for 6 weeks, you're here for 7 weeks. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do two mitzvahs, you'll have a chance to do some of the mitzvahs of tzuyas b'aretz. Eliezer.
Yeah, first of all, that's looking at the Shulchan Aruch, like lots of clients, they count to know, like, the mitzvah called it. So,
right.
I'm not going to open to saying that since the Havlar is called out, the mitzvah called
it. Okay, right. It could be. But there's definitely a question that could be raised. It may not be 2 years long wrong, but it's.
Okay. The second of all, is minute, meaning this is how long I'm for taking a flight from Thursday afternoon to Texas, right?
This is a big issue. Sometimes you get childless like this. A person, you know, was bumped off his flight, and then he has another flight Thursday at night. He's going to arrive in Israel, you know, on Friday at, you know, 3 o'clock. And he wants to know, should I take the flight? Because if he gets delayed, so he might end up being in Chal Shabbos. So are you allowed to get on a flight, you know, Thursday night, when there's a chance you might end up being in Chal Shabbos? So that's a halakha ma'isa shayla, and it's totally in these 2 days in Magen Avraham. It happens. It happens sometimes. Ask your local rabbi. I mean, this issue is relevant for many. You know, can you take elective surgery on Friday? You know, because elective surgery, you know, it's not necessary right now. You might have to call Shabbos. So, is there a problem? You know, any other questions back? Oh, okay. Another question. Nafkamina number 5. Is there a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh? This is a big machlokes that we've shown him. The Ramban assumes that the Dor Pasha, the mitzvah, exists in all times. The Ramban here, source number 10, writes, in Kain he mitzvah sasei l'doros, yischayiv kol yachad yimenu v'filu b'zman ha'kolos, kiyadua v'talmud m'kolmos harbe. The Ramban writes as a mitzvah, even b'zman hazeh, to live in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Not all the Rishonim agreed with the Ramban. There's a famous Tosfos of Ksubas at Kuf Yud Amud Beis who claims the mitzvah is not noeg b'zman hazeh. It says Tosfos ain't a noeg b'zman hazeh, t'ikas hakanas drachim. It says it's dangerous to live in the land of Israel, to travel the land of Israel. By Omer Rabbeinu Chaim, the Achshav ain't no mitzvah ladur b'Israel. Rabbeinu Chaim, one of the Bali Tosfos, claims there's no mitzvah to live in the land of Israel in time of Golos. Ki yesh kama mitzvahs atlius ba'aretz, the kama unshin de ainanu yucholim uzar behen, v'la'amor aleihen. There's some many mitzvahs of tzuyas b'aretz very difficult to fulfill. Again, this is before we had all these hashkachas here. You just came here. Not everybody knows how to do trumas and maestras. Shemitah is a very hard mitzvah. Orla, etc. It's very challenging. Maybe it's better not to come to live in the land of Israel, according to Rabbeinu Chaim from the Bali Talmud. Right, 100%. Rabbeinu Chaim might agree that there is a chiyuv. He just might say it's just too difficult. And as such, you know, it's too risky. Definitely are some who think there is no chiyuv. The Rambam, as I mentioned before, omits Yishuv Eretz Yisrael from his Minyan Mitzvahs. And the Megillat Esther, in his commentary in the Sefer Mitzvahs, claims the Rambam thinks it doesn't exist. Right, the Sa'amir is very fond of this Megillat Esther. The mitzvah doesn't apply today. It only applies. The Megillat Esther wrote a. The Ramban wrote a Sagas on Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban tried to attack the Rambam where he missed. Some of the mitzvot, and the Megillat Esther tries to justify the Rambam's psakim. So the Ramban says, "What do you mean, Rambam? You forgot mitzvot Yishuv Aretz?" And the Megillat Esther says, "Not so fast. The Rambam thought there is no mitzvot that's not a galus. It's very hard to justify because the Rambam writes, you know, very beautifully at the end of Hilchos Malachim how important it is to live in the land of Israel, and you know you should never live in Chutz Laaretz, etc. He doesn't formulate it as a mitzvah as such, but it's a hard read. The Megillat Esther tries to." Yeah.
Also, on Miguel Sister, is he saying the Miguel Sister says that according to the Rambam there's a mitzvah during the time of Galus or ever?
The Miguel Sister claims there was a mitzvah during the time of Yeshua, and there will be a mitzvah lasid lava. But in the interim, there's no mitzvah. That's also a problem. How is there going to be a new mitzvah later? It's a little bit of a sorachia.
He seems to think we're just puzzled from it now.
No, I think he says that there's actually no mitzvah. There's actually no mitzvah. Okay. Again, there's a klal that a mitzvah zman isn't counted. So he tried to say it's a mitzvah zman because it doesn't apply. You know, it only applies to Zayin Yeshua. Then the question becomes, what about the mitzvah lasid lava? Right. That wouldn't be really zman grama. It wouldn't be zman grama. That wouldn't be okay. So how might this be tali on our chakira? Any ideas? Yeah. if it's a hechsher mitzvah to fulfill other mitzvahs, so you might say it's a hechsher mitzvah, it's too risky. It's the whole point of living in Israel is to enable you to do other mitzvahs. If it's not as if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to end up messing up, so, you know, forget about it. If you hold a mitzvah to live here, first, it's a mitzvah to live, so it's hard to understand why the fact that it's difficult to do other mitzvahs would maskei that mitzvah. The mitzvah to live here, that's it. There's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, just like there's a mitzvah to live in a sukkah, during sukkah, so there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. So l'chora, the fact that it's hard to do the mitzvahs won't necessarily, probably wouldn't, you know, affect that. If the mitzvah is one of yishuv, yerushuv, yeshiva, kibush, so you could say like the Megillah Esther, it only applied in the time of Yeshua, or you could say like the Ramban, no, it applies, you know, throughout all generations. There's a mitzvah to live, to settle, Eretz Yisrael. Yes.
If the mitzvah is kibush, then
it's,
and people saying you can't fulfill the mitzvah until we're coming back to the land. Right.
The idea would be you need Moshiach to somehow lead the way. That's the understanding. This is what Samer believes. That you know. Pardon? Right. Okay. Okay. The Rambam says the Moshiach is a Navi. He's going to be a Navi almost as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. I should mention, just you know, for the record, that although there seems to be this in the Rishonim, is it a mitzvah for all generations? Is it, Rishus Zanazeh? Both Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik thought that although it exists, Zanazeh, it's a Rishus, it's a mitzvah kiyum, it's an opportunity. Which again is a very big chiddush, because from the sources you don't get that impression. Either it's a mitzvah or it's not a mitzvah. But both the Rav and Rav Moshe thought that it's a mitzvah, but it's an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah, it's not an absolute obligation. Maybe only for the Rambam. For the Ramban, it's really hard to say. The Ramban writes it very explicitly as a mitzvah. I don't think most people who move to Israel do it because they're choshish for the Ramban. You know, I think most people, you know, who move to Eretz Yisrael, well, it's Eretz Yisrael. Ein Hashem. They relate more to what the Ramban writes about, you know, hashkacha pratis, ikur makom kiyum mitzvahs. You know, you just kind of feel at home. But it could be there's some briskers who are choshish for the Ramban. You know, a lot of us are not choshish for it. So I don't think of, you know. Okay. Yeah. Okay, it could be. Another nafkamina. Is there a mitzvah to move to the land of Israel in a time of sakana? There's either sakana strachim, it's dangerous to get here. Today it's not really so relevant. You know, it used to be you'd have to travel for months, you know. Right, well, even that's not so pashut. Some people don't say agomel, you know. Yeah, I mean, how much of a sakana is it, I'm saying? Or maybe there's a sakana living in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe just living here, you know, there are terrorist attacks, rachamim litzlan, and there's, you know, there's sakana. So is there a chiyuv if indeed there is a sakana either getting here or living here? So the Rashbash is the truth about this. The Rashbash was actually the son of the Tashbates, we quoted before, also lived in Algeria. And he has a tshuva about this. This is the first tshuva in his Shas and Tshuvas, source number 11. V'im Chazal is kiru tnai zeh. He's wondering how come Chazal never said that there's no mitzvah if it's dangerous. He said they didn't mention shatal munitzkan v'peas mizrach. Maybe it wasn't so dangerous at that point. V'gam ha'machabrim shelo is kiru machmas shen nimshechu achar talmud. Or shadavar zehu machmas shein tzorech v'omro. It's pashut, he says. Shadvarim divreim zah lo hayu im ha'shotim. Anybody who's not foolish understands that you're not supposed to move somewhere if it's dangerous. You're not supposed to put yourself in a war zone. Of course it's usher to move to land of Israel if it's indeed dangerous. Now you have to figure out what's dangerous. You know, it's also dangerous, you know, more people die in car accidents than terrorist attacks. So if you're not worried about the car accidents, you probably shouldn't be worried about the terrorist attacks. You know, the Rosh Hashanah says that if it's indeed dangerous, and you establish it to be dangerous, so of course you shouldn't do it. There is a famous Minchas Chinuch that claims that certain mitzvahs are mufka from the idea of pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is also called tarakula, except for three cardinal sins, right? Gilui arayah, shvichas damim, and avodah zarah. And yet, you know, there's a mitzvah to go to war. Al derech hateva, people die at war. So you can't say, well, go to war? I'm not going to go to war. It's pikuach nefesh, sakana. So the Mechaz Kenneth says, what do you mean? Inherent in the mitzvah of going to war is sakana. That's part of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is for your life on the line for your country. So you can't say, oh, pikuach nefesh, I'm not going to become a soldier. So the Mechaz Kenneth here in the mitzvah is Tav Chaf Aleph. But Derech HaOlam, source number 12. Neharagim Mishnei Tzadim, people die on both sides of the battlefield. Beis Melchama. Imkein Chazina, that Torah Gazra Lilcham Imahem, after sakana. Right? Even though there's a sakana, he still has to go to war. So, it's possible to suggest that if the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a part of the mitzvah of Kibush Haaretz, Kibush B'Yishuv, right? To settle, to conquer, settle, maybe the fact that it's dangerous is irrelevant. You know, it's dangerous to go to war, and you still do it. Maybe it's dangerous to live in a hilltop, you should still do it. It's part of the mitzvah of settling Eretz Yisrael, and there's no tour for Koch Nefesh. If you assume the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, though, is a mitzvah, you know, it's actual mitzvah for Trumas HaMaisus, or it's a mitzvah to live there because it's Nachas Hashem. So if it's Koch Nefesh, so all bets are off. Koch Nefesh is Zoha Kol Torah Kula. Only if you learn like the Ramban, that's part of the mitzvah of Kibush, the Yerusha Taaretz, maybe you could claim that even if it's dangerous, there's still a mitzvah to live in the land of Israel. There's a tshuva from the Minsk Gaon that he claims that throughout the generations, many Rishonim and Achronim moved there to Israel, despite the fact that it was dangerous. The Ramban moved here. It was very dangerous to travel in those days. And yet he moved here. He says, you see, Maisa Rav, all the Gzolim moved there to Israel, even despite the fact that it was dangerous, how can they say that it's foolish to do so? It's a mitzvah. Again, if you learn like the Ramban, maybe it would make more sense. Yeah?
He only moved that, so it was more dangerous to stay where he was.
Okay, throughout the generations, there were Gzolim moved despite the dangers. Yossi, you had a question? Malta?
In the Rambam, in the end of Hilchot Melachim, doesn't he also go on about how it's better to live in Eretz Yisrael even if you're surrounded by goyim than
right.
in a town in Chutz La'aretz surrounded by other Jewish people?
Right.
So, and doesn't he continually stress that, like, despite the danger you're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael?
Right. It's not clear to me if there is dangerous living among goyim or just a question of, you know, negative influences. And the Rambam is telling us that the, you know, the positive of living in Eretz Yisrael somehow outweighs the negative influences. But this is an issue till today. Again, I think the Matzias is that really the danger, you know, depending on where you live, it doesn't have to be Matzav Sakana. But if you would want to, let's say, Mamish, you know, be Mityashev Haaretz and live in some Hitnachaliyot in the middle of the Shomron, it is somewhat dangerous there. Choosing not to do it because, you know, of the danger could be a function of how you understand the mitzvah. The mitzvah is part of kibush, so maybe there's no legitimate claim to say I'm not going to do it because of the danger. Whereas if the other understandings, you would pater you because pikuach nefesh is zocha kol torah kula. Another nafka mina. We know there's an issur to leave to chutzlar. The issur to leave to chutzlar, it's mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Basra of study Aleph Amud Aleph. Some understand this is only for a Ben Eretz Yisrael. If you're here for a few weeks, you're allowed to get on the plane. Others argue, but we won't go there. The question is why? Why is it usher to leave the Chutzlaret? The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, in Yotzim, Yichutz, the Chutzlaret, Elinkin, Amdu, Psasayim, Besela. Unless, you know, you can't make a living, things are very expensive, then you could go to Chutzlaret. So Rashbam there on the Gemara of Basra says Shemafkia Atzmo Min HaMitzvah. So the reason it's inappropriate to go to Chutz La'aretz is because you're taking away your opportunity to do mitzvahs. What mitzvahs? The mitzvahs of Tzolias Baretz in Shumas, and Maisus, etc. So I was just wondering, why is it the Ramban writes the reason you shouldn't go to Chutz La'aretz is because you won't do the mitzvahs of Tzolias Baretz? Shouldn't he write it sounds like the point in living in Eretz Yisrael is doing the mitzvahs. It's like a hechsher for doing these mitzvahs. And by going to Chutz La'aretz, you mafkia the mitzvahs. If living in Israel is inherently a mitzvah, the mitzvah to live here, so l'chora, you shouldn't go to Chutz La'aretz because you're mevatel the mitzvah of living here. You know, so I think maybe you can make that diuk in the Rashbam. And lastly, just a suggestion, the Gemara Ksubas Kuf Yud Aleph discusses the importance of living in the land of Israel, and then right after that, the Gemara tells us there's a value to be buried in the land of Israel. Even if you don't live here, there's a value to be buried in the land of Israel. Amar of Anan, kol hakover ba'aretz Yisrael ki'ilu kover tachas ha'mizbeach. Very strange statement. What Rav Anan is trying to say is that by being buried in the land of Israel, you receive atonement. Just like the Mizbeach, you know, provides kapara, so too being buried in the land of Israel provides kapara. Why he says it's if you're buried under the Mizbeach, it's a strange thing. You're not basically modern supposed to be in the Beis Hamikdash under the Mizbeach. But I'll leave that for now. But I was just wondering, is there any connection between the mitzvah of living in the land of Israel and the mitzvah of being buried? Or it's not really the mitzvah, the idea, the mila of being buried in the land of Israel. So if the mitzvah of living in the land of Israel is so you should be able to do mitzvahs, Trumas and Maestras, there's no connection. So the mitzvah is, you know, part of Kibush Haaretz, you're dead. You're not, you know, fulfilling anything. But if the mitzvah of living here is because this is Nachas Hashem, you know, this, so you might say being buried here is also valuable because, you know, you're being buried in, you know, Makom Hashkina. That itself, it can provide a kapar. Yes? You're saying if we have
sort of like settles your family here, like
you have kibri avos. By being buried here, you somehow settle the future generations. Maybe for the future generations. I'm not sure how much it's going to help you as you know, you as the mace, you know, could receive kapara, which, you know, because it's not called Hashem. So you, but I hear you saying it's a good hara. So basically, what we saw here, just to summarize. Three different understandings as to the nature of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah to be miyashay the land, to settle it, part of the fulfillment of conquering it. Is the mitzvah just to live here? Or is the mitzvah really a hechsher to doing other mitzvahs here, you know, mitzvahs that can only be done here in the land of Israel? And we discussed various nafkaminas to this question. The first one, practically, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah just to live here? Or is the mitzvah to actually go out and plow the fields and to try to miyashay the land? The second afkamina is whether or not a person who lives in parts of Israel, parts of Eretz Yisrael, that don't have kedushas haaretz, is that person who's kind of mitzvah? He lives, you know, very north or very south, where there's no kedushas haaretz, but it's part of biblical Eretz Yisrael, is there a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? If the whole point is, in order to fulfill the other mitzvahs, you can't do the mitzvahs there. If the point of the mitzvah is to miyashiv the land, so then you are living in the land. Are women chayiv in the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? So if the mitzvah is one of living, so are women chayiv. The mitzvah enables us to do trumas and maestras, women are chayiv. But if the mitzvah is connected to the mitzvah of waging war and settling, maybe women are potter from that mitzvah, potentially. Is there a fulfillment in a temporary stay in the land of Israel? You're here for a week. The mitzvah is to be here, you're here. The mitzvah is to trumas amaisis, you'll do trumas amaisis. If the mitzvah is to conquer it, maybe not. You're probably not conquering, I mean, unless you come like on a mission where you like you build a kibbutz for a week and then like you go back, but usually it doesn't happen. Is there a mitzvah that's not a zeh? Again, it might be tali in this chakira, potentially. The question of sakana, the question of yisiel chutzlaretz, and kfura. Okay, any questions?